I was working on my sermon, and the thing is that Peggy gave me a good idea. So I'm sitting there trying to make it work. And you know, the Holy Spirit was not working with me. I just couldn't make it work. And so I had Christmas carols on, and Pentatonics, Mary, Did You Know, was playing. So I started listening to that, and I thought, you know, what a great sermon that would make. So what you've got is Mary, Did You Know? You know, I got to thinking about this. We talk about this, and you sort of picture Mary as a matronly woman. Mary, at this point, was probably 12 or 13 years old, just out of puberty. Now stop and think, ladies. I'm going to talk to you for a minute. Can you imagine any of this happening to you when you were 12 years old? Could you be a little more clear about that? I don't think any. Yeah, that's exactly right. She was a child. But did she believe in miracles?
Yes.
But could she even conceive of being pregnant without knowing a man in the biblical sense? No. Well, the Annunciation, angel comes, doctor, says you're going to be pregnant by the Holy Spirit. All right, so all of you who are non-theologians, explain that to me. You think she could? Probably not. Not only that, once she's pregnant, what's her family going to think about her? Was she even going to be a regular mom? Did she know that she was bearing the Son of God in her guts, not just in her mind? Did she feel it down here? Mary, did you know? Can you imagine a mother who knows her son will one day walk on water? Now, I've known a few mothers who have thought of that, but the thing is, it's not a literal sense. This one was in a literal sense. Would you have thought that your son or daughter would one day be able to raise the dead to life again? Now, I know many times that they've had a son or daughter who have talked somebody to death, but not raised somebody to death. And Mary, did you know that your little baby would one day deliver the entire world, including yourself? Mary, did you know? How many of us would expect that our kids would be able to do miracles, let alone end up as not only our teacher but our Savior, especially to that 12-year-old girl? I mean, I'm sitting here talking about it, but I can't conceive it either. An angel can announce what is going to happen to her, that she'll bear a child put into her by the power of the Holy Spirit. Let me see if I got that straight. So that's the power of the Holy Spirit of God in heaven? Are you kidding me? Gene, when you're 12 years old, you're going to have a child put into you by the Holy Spirit. What do you think? Would Mary act that same way? I think so. I think so. I mean, let's face it, we're all human beings. But that's one of the things about this story I think is one of the biggest miracles. I mean, we talk about this every Christmas, but do we really understand it? But did she feel it in her guts? That's a good question. We have people that are doing a lot of research. USC, about 20 years ago, did some research in what is called the endemic system. The endemic system is this, because it deals with a fetus as it's developing. When that fetus is developing, the brain cells start forming first. They split. Half of them stay up here. The other half come down here. And those brain cells are around the stomach, around the kidneys, around the liver. So, if you're worried about something, does it hurt up here or does it hurt down here? Both. What about ulcers? Ulcers don't come from here, they come from down here. So all those brain cells are thinking down here too. So, can your brain tell your stomach to go to sleep? Yeah, I wish it would, I deserve that. Yeah, right, I wish it would too. But it doesn't work that way. Now, let me tell you about this. The Hebrews thought that the soul did not reside in the heart. They thought it resided in the kidneys and the liver. The Hebrew Bible says that. Now the translators said, oh, now, wait a second. These are just the Hebrews. They can't be right on that, you know. So we're going to change all the times the Bible says the kidneys or the liver to the heart. So every time we hear the thing about, well, you're going to feel it in your heart. The Bible was saying you're going to feel it in your kidneys. That's true. Now we have this research coming out of USC that says the Bible was right the whole time. Did Mary feel it in her guts? You know, I think she did. Mary, did you know? You know, that's one of those things. Mary, did you know? I think it's just as hard for us to understand this too. This miracle, is this something that any of us really can understand? You know, Mary was a typical teenager who was blessed with many great things in her life. A miracle baby. A husband who accepted her story. Joseph, I gotta tell you this, I'm pregnant. We're not even married yet. I haven't slept with you. How did this happen? Can't you hear that conversation going on? Well, the Holy Spirit came onto me. Wait. Well, he had decided, remember in our story tonight, that he was gonna divorce her quietly. So he wasn't gonna embarrass her. So an angel comes to him in a dream and applies the Board of Education to the seat of knowledge and says, no, you're not gonna divorce her. This is coming from God. She's right, you're wrong. Live with it. All right, so he does. And he ended up loving her and staying with her. But yet she had some trials too. I mean, right after the birth of the baby, what did they have to do? They had to flee to Egypt because Herod was coming after him. The killing of the innocent. You know, we think it's some huge thing, but you know, when Herod said those people to kill all the babies, it's probably 5 or 6. But still, stop and think. If you're one of the parents of those 5 or 6 babies, your whole world just ends. Well, this woman had a great life until her son probably turned 30. And just as he was turning 30, she went up and she was sponsoring a wedding in Cana. Now, like all good hosts, they ran out of wine. So she goes up to Jesus. Roger, Jesus, son, we just ran out of wine. So will you do a miracle and get us more wine? This is where that story of old wine and new bottles, okay, comes from. Yeah. I didn't know you were wine on those. So what does he do? He goes to these huge vats, 6 of them. Okay, goes to them, turns this water and some of the wine anybody's ever drunk. And that's when the wine steward comes up and said, you serve the bad wine first, you kept the good wine for last. You're supposed to reverse it so everybody gets drunk on the good stuff, and you can serve the bad stuff. They can't tell the difference. You know? But what does Jesus say to his mother? Woman, it is not yet my time. But like a good son, he does it anyway. Jesus, you were a good boy. Okay. I was just, when I was writing this, I was thinking of that commercial by years ago with Orson Welles. We will serve no wine before it's time. You know, it's funny what goes through your mind when you're working on this stuff. Mary, did you know? Well, you can tell tonight, I'm preaching on that Christmas song. But I think that Christmas song has so much meat in it. It is so deep. Well, instead of going on talking a lot about it, I'd like just to share the rest of it tonight. I think this is a subject that speaks to all of us on Christmas. That God came down from heaven, incarnate by the Holy Spirit, and was made man in order to save us from all our sins so that we can have eternal life with him in heaven. Isn't that what Christianity is all about? Well, I think so. Mary, did you know that was going to happen? I think she did. And again, in Greek, she's called the Theotokos, the God bearer, the mother of God. I think she had to know. And so I'm going to finish my Christian Christmas message tonight with the rest of the lyrics of this song. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm a storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? And when you kiss your little baby, you have kissed the face of God. Isn't that beautiful? Mary, did you know? The blind will see, the deaf will hear, and the dead will live again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak, and the praises of the Lamb. Mary, did you know that your baby boy is the Lord of all creation? Did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb? This sleeping child you're holding is the great I am. Mary, did you know? Mary, did you know? And Mary, did you know? Mary, help us to understand this blessing of the mother of the baby Jesus. To God be the glory. Amen.
Amen.